but should be anything particularly more different to this conversation.
Hashem's work should help that everything we speak to each other always should be in a way that's heart to heart. Is there such a thing as the heart, and then one has to enhearten the heart. It's Erev Yontif. So let me begin. We can talk very, very quickly. There's a certain mahalach that I want to share with you now that it's Erev Pesach Dik. It's Erev Pesach Dik. I wouldn't talk this way the entire year. But we already went through Shabbos Hagol. That means that we've grown up to some degree. We're already Gedolim. We're not babies. There was a story that I told to the Chevron in Shul last week. And one of the Chaburas here also, I told over the Maisa, my wife showed me in a Sefer, that there was an old Balmusser, one of the Altamirs who learned in the Mir Yeshiva, a Talmud Chacham by the name of Rav Hertzman, Rav Yosef Elchanan Hertzman. And he came to America. He was living in Israel after the war, and he came to America. And he went to Chicago to visit an old friend of his, a fellow Mira Yeshiva person, by the name of Rav Mordechai Rogoff. Rav Rogoff was a Rav in Chicago, a very big Talmud Chacham. They're both great people. Rav Rogoff was considerably older than Rav Hertzman. They knew each other before the Holocaust in the Mir Yeshiva. So they spent a couple of days together, and the visitor from Eretz Yisrael, Rav Hertzman, saw that his friend, Rav Rogoff, who at that time was already very old, this took place in the 60s sometimes, he was very, very old. And so Rav Hertzman said to his friend, to Rav Mordechai, you know, it looks to me like you're sleeping for an hour or two a night, and you're not getting enough sleep. You're already, Baruch Hashem, on in the years, and you have to look out for your health, and you have to get more sleep. He was learning. He was harvesting in his learning, and his avoda. Like really, all day and night. So Rav Rogoff said to him, I can't sleep. I can't sleep. So his friend thought it meant that he's having, like very many elderly people have, problems with insomnia, falling asleep. And he said, oh, there, so maybe you could have some. And he said, I don't mean that. I don't mean because of something physical. So what do you mean? He says, let me tell you. Years ago, when we were both in the Mir Yeshiva, we learned under the great Mashgiach, Rabbi Yerucham, Zechet Tzadav Kosh Levra. And Rabbi Yerucham had a special chabura in Musa. It was not to the entire yeshiva, it was just to a group of select hand-picked individuals, and I was zeichet to be among those who every Friday morning heard avad and Musa from Rabbi Yerucham in his house, Rabbi Yerucham's house. So I was there with the rest of the guys. Rav Rogoff says I was there with the rest of the guys. It was a magnificent spring morning. Beautiful, beautiful spring morning. And we were waiting around the Mashgiach's table for him to come back from the yeshiva. He wasn't back yet. All of a sudden, the door opens up, and Rabbi Yerucham runs in, and he's all excited. And we didn't know what was doing my yom, yomayim. What was he all excited about? And Rabbi Yerucham said, I'll tell you how he said it in the original. He said, Ichabietzki kommt von der Gas. I just came in from the street, from outside. And I saw, as alles wachst. Who knows a little bit? Yeah. What does he mean, alles wachst? Everything is growing. It was spring. Ichabietzki, as alles wachst. I saw that everything, the flowers, the trees, alles wachst. Everything is growing. And then he stopped and he said, "And for vos, ich wachs nicht." Do I have to translate that? What does it mean? And for vos, and why? Ich wachs nicht. How come I'm not growing? And then he started to scream at the guys. And what about you? How come you're not growing? So Rav Rogoff said, it's already 50 years since that happened. It's 50 years since I heard Rabbi Yerucham come in from the street screaming, Ich wachs nicht. The whole world is coming back to life. and ich wachs nicht, and I'm not. And why aren't you coming back to life? Why aren't you growing? And he said, every time I get cozy in my bed, and I say to myself, you're already an old man, you could treat yourself to a couple of extra hours of sleep. I can't help it. Believe me, I would love to sleep, but it makes me crazy. I hear Rabbi Yochum every time. The second I start to get cozy, favus vaxlis inish, why aren't you growing? Pesach is the time of the year, Shemur is Chodesh HaAviv, when a Jew who wants to and who is sensitive, who prepares for Yontif, can hear a little bit of that bas kol from Rabbi Yochum. It's alles vaxed, it's still cold. A week or two from now, changes everything very suddenly. And alles vaxed. To hear that bas kol Rabbi Yochum saying, the time has come to change, to grow. The Beis Yaakov from Izhbitz was the son of the Meir Shiloh. I'm talking about, I mentioned the bas kol from Rabbi Yochum. The Beis Yaakov says that there are two koilas that are heard in the world. There are two sounds, there are two voices that a Jew can hear. The first is Ma enoish kisis kiren. Uven adam kisif kiden. Ma enoish kisis kiren means, though not says until, Ma enoish kisif means, what is a human being that you should even think of him? A human being is nothing. Ma enoish kisis kiren. That's one voice that you could hear. And the other call that one can hear is Nasa adam b'tzalmeinu kedmusay. Let us make men in our image, in God's image. These are the two kailas. And the Beis Yaakov says that in the winter, during the winter, the kol, the sound that one is most likely or often hears more loudly in the winter, is Ma enosh kisis kiren. The trees are bare. Everything is dead. And a person himself feels like the trees. The Beis Yaakov says, you see the trees, during the winter, you look at them, they're holding up their arms and they're saying, Echkenish. I can't. I tried, I'm dead, I'm finished. I can't go any further. I can't bring forth any more learning, any more davening, any more chiyas, any more kedusha. I can't. The trees are dead. And that's why he said, you'll see that because they have no leaves or the branches and flowers, none of the branches are touching each other. Everybody's like alone unto himself. The winter, locked up in his house. And during that time of the winter, it doesn't have to be davke in the actual winter, it could be that you're going through a winter in your life. Yimei Charfi. That's the time you're in right now. The younger years are called Yimei Charfi, of the Charif. And during that time, a person can hear that bas kol of Ma enos kisis kiren. The Beis Yaakov says, who are you? You're nothing. You're dead like the trees outside. And then when it comes to the Oviv, to the spring, when it comes to this time of the year, so a person, again, somebody who is listening, even though one felt mamish without any life, or any chias, or any hope, and was misyayish through the winter time of his life, when you come to Chodesh HaOviv, to the spring, to Pesach, and Hashem Yisroel says, Shamor is Chodesh HaOviv, guard this time of the spring. Remember when you were first married. Remember when you first came to become a Ben Torah. Shamor is Chodesh HaOviv. Then a person can hear the bas kol, the kol saying, Nasa Odom. B'tzalmeinu k'tnusayin. Nasa Odom. That you're made in the Tzelem Elokim, or as we were just learning before, a few minutes ago, the shmuz that I gave a few minutes ago, b'damayichayi, to start again, to find chiyas again. You know, the Ishbitzer said, not him, but his son, Rav Geshna Henuchel said, you know, it's interesting, you'll take, from one tree you'll take an apple, and the apple is unbelievably delicious, it's very geshmak, and you'll take an apple from another tree nearby, and the apple It's not good. It's very tasteless, or it's bitter. So, why is that? I'm not talking from different countries. No, no, Mamish is the same. Paradise. One apple is Gishmak, and the other apple doesn't have a tam. So the Rabbi Gershon Hanuchel said that the by both trees during the winter were dead. But one of them said, I look forward, Mitzvah Shem, I still believe it is possible that the spring will come and I'll be able to bear fruit. I'll be able to have once again fruit. So the Rabbi Gershon Hanuchel said, the fruit from that tree that was davening in the winter, that has a good taste. That's easy. It's a very deep Torah. We're not talking about fairy tales. That fruit is Gishman. The one that gave up completely and said, forget it. I can't. It doesn't have a time. There are two Jews. You know, there are Jews like that also. There are Gishmak eaten. There are Jews who are Gishmak. Because they have hope. Because they hear the Baskel that says, Na Soda. You're a Jew. You have a chilek that will come yimal. You could change. You're not stuck. And there are other Jews that even when they're young, you see a guy is 17 years old, 18, they walk like they have the whole girl is on their backs. They walk dragging their feet and they look like they're tired always and sick, you know. People who are hearing the baskal of Ma Endosh Kisiskeret. You messed up, you finished. Hein ani eitz yavesh, the Navi says. I'm a dried out tree. You're only 18 years old. It's fafal. I'm finished. I'm finished. I can never ever be. So, this time of the year is a time of Shemores Chodesh Aviv. What makes the difference between this tree and that tree? So Chazal say that there's a malach that stands over kol esav ve'esav. There's an angel that stands over every blade of grass. A makale ha'roshay. And this angel, this malach, gives a patch, gives a smack on the head of that blade of grass. Va'omerloin says to it, Gadel, grow. So I spoke to some of the chevra last week about this. Who's this malach? Did you ever meet this malach? You ever heard this malach? So the simple pashtus is that the Gemara says in my cotton. And the Gemara talks about the qualifications of a Rebbe. Imdoy maharav lo malach Hashem tzavaka is kabel Torah mipiv. That if the Rebbe is a person that seems to you like a malach, your Rebbe looks to you like a malach, whatever that means. Your Rebbe looks to you like somebody that's greater than you. Then seek Torah from his mouth. So the tzaddikim say that this is the meaning of the malach that's standing over every blade of grass. Sometimes that malach can be your Rebbe. Sometimes the malach could be your mother, your father. Sometimes the malach could be a good friend. Nowadays it's happening a lot with good friends, with chaburis and chavrusas. And somehow, that person is a person that when you're with that person, you feel like growing. That person gives you a certain amount of chizik that you could change, that you're not stuck, that you're not a dried out tree. That person reminds you that there's Chodesh Aviv, that there's Pesach. Now let me explain this. That was all a little bit of Akdam. I know this is a short time. I was told I have a few extra minutes, not Pinklich exactly 12:30. There's a Chiddush in the Lashon of the Tanya in Perek Mem Zayin. Everybody knows from the Gemara, and the Lashon is brought in Haggadah, right? And every generation must see himself as if he left Mitzrayim. But the Tanya in Perek Mem Zayin writes, V'hine, v'chol dor v'dor, v'kol yom v'yom. Not just v'chol dor v'dor. You know, when you hear v'chol dor v'dor, you could just sit back and say, okay, there are a lot of other people in the generations, not me. Right? It's the easiest thing in the world to do. You could sit in a class and you could say, thank God there are other guys here that are listening to the Rebbe because I'm not. So you could certainly do that in the generation, right? So the Alter Rebbe says, Hine b'chol dor v'dor b'chol yom v'yom. You're not getting off the hook. B'chol yom v'yom, not just in every generation. B'chol yom v'yom. Chayiv odem liros atzmo. Kilo Yotza. He doesn't say Kilo Yotza Mitzrayim. What word does he add? Who knows? No Lubavitch is here. Who knows what he adds? Kilo Yotza Hayom Mitzrayim. The Tanya says, no. He's explaining Pshat in Bechal Davada. He's not saying something different. Bechal Davada means Bechal Yom V'Yom Chai V'Adam Liru Sa'atzma Kilo Yotza Hayom Mitzrayim. To see yourself Ki'ilu this day. This day, you're waking up now. Kilo Hayom, Hu Yotza Hayom Mitzrayim. What does that mean? Hayom? I left Mitzrayim, Hayom? I'm still in Washington Heights. I was here yesterday, I'm here tomorrow. What does it mean, Mitzrayim? Kilo Yotza Hayom Mitzrayim, V'yitzias HaNefesh Elokis, Mima'asar HaGuf, Mashcha D'chivya. Yitzias Mitzrayim means the exodus, the escape of the nefesh elokis of my godly soul. Mima'asar haguf. What does it mean, mima'asar haguf? From what? What's ma'asar? What's Beis Hasurim? What's ma'asar? From the prison, from the cell of the guf, of my body that's pulling me down. Just like that force of gravity that's pulling every blade of grass down. Everything in the world is being schlepped down by gravity. What's heroic about the blade of grass is that it fights against the hard winter surface of the earth and it ascends. It fights through the snow and it comes up somehow, that blade of grass. Gadel. So the Tanya says that Yitzias Mitzrayim doesn't mean that you have to necessarily go to Eretz Yisrael. That's nice. But it doesn't mean leaving the place that you're in. There are many Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael and they're deep, deep, deep mamish in Mitzrayim. Doesn't mean. It means the nefesh elokis, like the blade of grass, breaking through the earth, the frozen earth. It means that part of myself that's who I really am, breaking through the guf, that part of me that's just a case that holds the neshama, that is pulling me down like the force of gravity, the guf. Mashcha dechivya, that's called in the Zohar, like the skin of the snake. The kolel beyichud or ein soif baruch hu. To bring myself to become bound up and one with the infinite light of God. That's called Yitzias Mitzrayim. So let me explain a little bit just on how Madreigah. And even though we feel that avoided that the Alter Rebbe is talking about every day is something that's higher than us. And stam on a regular day, we hear the bas kol of my enos kisis geren. What are you? Who you think you are? Because we are nichshel many times and we give in to the guf. But Pesach, something else happened. And here's the chiddush. The Morinayim, the Chazim Lublin, the Rabbi Elimelech, the Tanya, Mitzvasemes, Mitzodik, all the Tzadikei Kedoshi Elyon bring from the Arizal, that you, and you all know this, that the Gilui Shechina that took place, Moira Godzu Gilui Shechina, that shocking, radical revelation that took place to a people who was submerged in filth, back in Mitzrayim, that's us, Memtez Sha'ari Tuma, that unbelievable revelation that took place, Zugilui Shechina, where since that time and forever we're not the same. The Ari HaKadosh taught, it's based upon the Zohar HaKadosh and so on, that every single year, that Or, Mamish, that Or, that light, that was revealed in Mitzrayim on that amazing night, descends into the world, Pesach. Right now, Pesach. And that means the Arizal taught that each person in his life and in her life, there are certain habits. There are certain habits, ways of behavior, certain instructions from the guf, from the body, from all that's coarse and physical, that are choking the Nefesh Elokis. That a mamash choking the Nefesh Elokis. And that every year there's an Ur that comes Pesach. And if the person grabs onto that Ur, that Shefa, if a person is able to hear that baskol of B'Tzalmeinu K'dmuseinu, then he's able to come to a place that's called Cherus Olam, to be forever free from that habit. Doesn't mean that all of a sudden you become, you know, Chavetz Chaim or Baal Shem Tov or something, but there is that habit in your life and in my life. There are those things that are choking us. Each person has his own pekalach, but choking, suffocating us, holding us down in the ground, that force of gravity that's pulling us down, down, down. And the Ari HaKadosh says that every year, this time of the year, there's an aura of that aura of Yetzias Mitzrayim, where one can come to a place of Cheiros Olam for the Nefesh Elokis, that Nekuda of Elokus is able to break through the earth like the flowers and the grass at this time of the year. Ad Kedei Kach, like it says when we left Mitzrayim, V'lo Yisayisif Lir Oysa Ad Olam. You're not to go back to Egypt. V'lo Yisayisif Lir Oysa Ad Olam. You're done with this habit. You never ever have to go back to that Egypt that's been killing you. This R is what's descending into the world, the Svaram say, after Shabbos HaGadol begins. Shchadish Nisan in a certain Madrega, but then high gear, Shabbos HaGadol, because the meaning of Gadol is Gadel, Godless. Godless. Changing habits, overcoming negative things in our lives. Gadel. Now, how does this work? So what I'm going to tell you now is really based upon a very, very deep Torah in the Kisvei Ha'ari. We're not here to learn Kabbalah. Mitzvah Shem, we should be Zoicha. I'm not saying we should. We're not Zoicha right now. We all have to. It's part of Paradis, it's part of Torah. And we have to come back to Svaram Say in different Gilgulim until we all learn Kol HaTorah Kulo. If any of you think that you don't have to do that trip. So we all have to do the whole Torah, every part of Torah. There's a very big inyan in the Kisvei Ari in defining what Pesach is. Some of you that have dabbled in this Svar might have seen these words. I'm just going to put these words out and then talk about them. Nigla Mamish. Simple. There's what's called Katnas Rishon, Godless Rishon. Katnas Sheni, Godless Sheni. Meichen de Katnas, Meichen de Godless. Some of you have looked in this room, you've seen these words. In our Lashon of Nigla, in a very simple way, and I don't have time now to go into the chilukim between the first level of Katnas and Godless and the second level of Katnas and Godless. The Ari HaKadosh speaks about two mahalchim in life. Mikatnas to Godless, from smallness, immaturity, to Godless, to maturity. From Meichen de Katnas to Meichen de Godless. From small level of awareness and maturity. It's not about intelligence. From a small level of understanding and maturity to Meichen de Godless. And there's also another tahalich that's called Migadless to Katnas. Now, Mikatnas to Godless, from smallness to greatness to maturity, we understand in a very simple way that when the child is little, when he's a little boy or a little girl, in that state of katnas, he just does what his father tells him, what his mother tells him. He does what his parents tell him. Sometimes they have to be a little stronger and stricter and warn him, or if he doesn't do it, he gets punished. All of that is part of the world of a katan, of katnas. La'at, la'at, slowly, slowly, we hope, that as he becomes bar mitzvah, and he becomes a bocher is a lashon of bechira, livchor, lehitchaber, to connect to something in a deeper way, is the oisius of bocher, chibur, right? Instead of being a boreach, it's the same letters, instead of running away, he's mischaber, he attaches himself through his bechira in a deeper way to those mitzvahs that his parents and his rebbeim have been talking to him about. the parents and the Rebbeim, as he's going through yeshiva, the Rebbeim in particular will say all kinds of shmuzna and musa, and they're trying to tell him, Gadel, 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 no, grow up, stop being a baby. You're 17 years old, it's 8 o'clock in the morning, what are you doing in bed? Must speak, you know? I mean, I would really say 6:30, but I don't want to cause any of the bochum to be borchim to hear the time 6:30. I know you never heard of that in the morning, some of you. Livroach, I don't want. But you're already big boys. So the Rebbeim and the parents are saying, Gadel, 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 must speak. Grow up. So, Zibislach, slowly, most of the Chevra begin to make choices during that time of adolescence, go into the years of getting married, 20, 21, 23, Mitzvah Hashem, to start to move forward in their lives. And at this point, we hope that the Bocher has grown into somebody who already has chosen for himself a path in life, and one that he feels intuitively is his truth, his emes. Somebody might tell him that that's not the right way to do it, and he'll say that as long as I'm following Shulchan Aruch and I'm doing things according to what I heard from Tzaddikim, so it might not be what you say, but it works for me. And by this age, hopefully, he doesn't just follow people blindly like he did when he was little, but he makes choices and he makes decisions, and he has an emunah, he's faithful to the choices that he's made, even with a career and things to do, what he wants to do with his life and who he marries. And there's an overall feeling that one can have in this state of godliness that's called lekach notzarti. Lekach notzarti. In other words, I'm trying to live the life that I was created to live. And these are the choices that I've made. That's called godliness. That's called a mature person. That's godless. Not what this one says works for him. Not to imitate because of what this one does. Habe also ki Rabbi Shimon v'le also be Adam. I'm not making you believe I'm Rabbi Shimon by Yochai. I'm me. And this is what I'm trying to do in my life. That's godless. That's called godless. Unfortunately, it's very sad, there are some people whose entire lives are lived in a state of katnus, just worrying about what other people think and following orders because they don't want to go to Gehenna and stuff like that. They haven't really grown up. They haven't really matured. They haven't really connected to Hashem with Ahava. It's all about fear and being afraid of getting punished, but now Ahava. Just like when they were little, listening to father and mother because they were afraid of getting punished. But the Ahava for what they were doing in life, what their parents said, they really didn't feel connected to. They just did. So there are Jews that grow up and they live mechanical lives, lives of katnus, of smallness. That's one tahalich. That's mikatnus legadlus. From immaturity to maturity. From yira, fear, obedience, imitation, and so on, to ahava, to love, to choice, to creativity, innovation, finding myself. There's a tahalich that goes the other way. It goes me godless, the cottons. I'll give you an example. Again, this is a big Indian kiss fairy, but I'm just giving you an example. Rav Kook, in the beginning of Eretz Tshuva, calls this Tshuva Pisomis, Pit Omid. In English, how do you translate Tshuva Pisomis? Sudden Tshuva. What does that mean? We see this in America much more over these past years. We see this with Bali Tshuva or with the Ger Tzedek, right? What happens there? By these great and heroic people, you'll see a person that bevat achat, all of a sudden, in a very, very powerful and dramatic way, feels that the life that I'm living is not meaningful. It's just not meaningful. It's not who I am. It's not a life of Kedusha. And suddenly this person, it could be from all kinds of things set this off from people. I mean, we've all heard stories. And some of you are stories. Where suddenly in a moment, the person feels that my entire life until now was katnus. was narishkeit, was shtusim, was havolim, was silliness. Everything was shtuyot. All I thought about my whole life was how to make more money. Or I thought my whole life was girls. Or I thought my whole life was sports. Or I thought my whole life was like even in learning how to schlug up my rabbi or something. It was all cottonness. I was living a life of cottonness. I am some sort of a fancy, you know, 28-year-old CEO and got a lot of money and all this stuff. But suddenly the feeling is one of self-loathing, that this is ridiculous. My whole life is narishkeit. This is by a Baal Tshuva, something that's extraordinary. By a Ger Tzedek, it's beyond anything. Beyond anything. Mamish. These are the biggest neshamas that they're able to do such a thing. Now, with these people, they began with gatlus. I hate to use this term, but they're from birth. I hate that. But the ones who were raised with a chinuch of Yiddishkeit. So there was a progression, hopefully, from katnus, shlavim, right, to gatlus. And oid yinuvim b'seiva, throughout life. Gadel. With the Baal Tshuva, with the Ger Tzedek, everything began with gatlus. You understand? Because now this is the first moment of being Makabel or Malchus Shamayim, of being a Jew. Even though he might be Baal Tshuva, he was always Jewish, but it's the first moment of Maimon HaSinai. So the Baal Tshuva, the Ger Tzedek, feels, Ke'ilo nigla alai melach malchem lohon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zu gilu ishchin. Like it says in the Haggadah, v'himar ha-gadol, zu gilu ishchin. Mamish. That they feel there's a gilu ishchin. When you talk to these people, they can remember the moment of that gilu ishchin. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mamish mizgahal to them. I mean, in a clear way they felt that. And they feel driven by that new direction of their life. It's a complete transformation. It's Yitzchak's. It's described by the Chachamim through their understanding of Psukim in Tanakh, in Shir Shirim, Midaleg al Ahar, Mekapitz al Agvos. Pesach is a lashon of what? Jumping over Psicha. In one moment from being the Memtei Shari Tuma, the next thing you know, you're going through Yamsuf, heading to Ha-Sina. Sudden tshuva. Tshuva pis-omis. Sudden. Powerful, godless. So here there's medaleg, there's a deliga, there's a kfitza, there's a psicha, there's a pesach, there's a jumping over and skipping over, and the person begins in a place of godless. Now the challenge for that person is not to descend drastically over the years into katnus. The saddest thing is when you see a Baal Tshuva become like one of us, right? When he started off, everything was exciting and with a chiyus, he was in a place of godless, everything was fresh and new, and then over time, he tried so hard to become like a mainstream FFB type, and he worked so hard to pronounce the words the right way, you know. There are certain words that most Baal Tshuva can never ever say correctly, and they work so hard. It's like they can never say aguda. They always say aguda, you know. There's certain words like that. They just never get it right. They say aguda. I'm just giving an example. There are many, many other words like that. The Baal Tshuva, the Ger, they just try and it just doesn't. So then somebody says, ah, it was the Baal Tshuva. You like Mechassin? It was Baal Tshuva. You're Baal Tshuva. Yeah? Okay. There's nothing to be ashamed of. It's the greatest pride in the world. But what happens to the Baal Tshuva when he comes from it, when he descends from his place of godless, and everything becomes then just following orders, like we did when we were kids, when we were cottons. Just do what you're told. Just follow the Shulchan Aruch. They become Shulchan Aruch Jews, which is great. It became a way of life. But oftentimes they lose that godless reason that they had. Wow. And they're they think about that. I've had over the years so many conversations with the Baal Tshuva and the Geirim that what happened to that? Yeah, that in marriage also. It was a godless at the beginning, and it descends into a place of katnus. So these are two tahalichim. Mi katnus the godless, and mi godless the katnus. The godless does not have to go into katnus. It doesn't have to. It can be preserved, but it's hard. You understand, right? It's hard to keep that fire of the chuppah, of the conversion, of the tshuva. It's very hard to hold on to that. So that's a very, very big avoidance to hold on to that. So the typical person who was raised being taught Yiddishkeit from the beginning, his nisoin is an avoida of katnus to godless, right? From katnus to godless. For the Baal Tshuva, the Ger Tzedek, I'm using as an example, could be also in our lives, of course, as well. From godless to godness is the union of the Valtshuva and the Getzeder. And there the Nisoyin is not to become discouraged when falling in, slipping into some katness, which means becoming more like us, and to somehow keep that original fire burning, to keep that fire burning. So now we're ready to come to the ending over here. Because of this fluctuation of katness and godless and godless and katness, there are two types of avoda in our avoda session. And here's where I began by telling you that what I'm going to talk about now is not typical of the usual schmoozen, because it's Pesach, it's Erev Pesach. And because of what I told you before, that Erev Pesach, a Jew is able to hear a different baskel. Erev Pesach, a person can begin to hear very strongly, can begin to hear that lashon of B'tzalmeinu K'dmuseinu, of Gadel, of Godless, Shabbos HaGadol, of Goy Godol Otzum V'Rav, Otzum V'Rav, Goy Godol Otzum V'Rav. Because there are two types of avoda. I guess in Lashon HaKadosh in Hebrew, the first one could be called Hizmodedus. Do you know what it means, Hizmodedus? Any Israelis here? We already ruled out having any Lubavitchers here. How about Israelis? Any Israelis here? Anybody that knows Hebrew over here? I mean, a little bit more modern Hebrew. What does it mean, Hizmodedus? What's Hizmodedus? So Hizmodedus is a Lashon that means to survive, like there's a challenge to survive. Hizmodedus. There's an avoda that's called Hizmodedus. And the other word you all know, that's called Hizchadshus. What's Hizchadshus? Renewal. Huh? Survival and renewal. Hizmodedus and Hizchadshus. What are these two types of avoda? What are these two avodas? Hizmodedus means when a person grows up in that way of, again, sorry to use the term, but was raised from birth, so to speak, and was raised with a chinuch and yeshiva and so on, and is a good guy or a good girl, and tries to do things the right way, and because of that, he's a Shulchan Aruch Jew, which is a very, very great accomplishment. He's a Jew that lives by Shulchan Aruch. And this Jew, who's a Shulchan Aruch Jew, knows because he's honest. Shuchayav lit modeid, that he needs to lit modeid, also comes to the word to measure. He needs to evaluate himself right now, and to ask himself questions like, could I daven better? Could my davening be better? And is there something I can do to improve my davening? Could my learning be better? Tzurich litmodeid, which means he has to contend with these challenges and to survive. Could my shmiras ha'inayim, my guarding of my eyes, remember, we're talking about a good guy, but isn't it true that sometimes I'm a little bit careless where I look and things that I look at? So, chayav litmodeid. And this person, his usual way of thinking about life that he lives in, that shetach of hitmodedut, in that area of hitmodedut, the usual way to think about it is that I really don't have to go into this right now, but when it gets to Elul, these people, when it comes to Elul, this chever, the Shulchan Aruch chever, when it comes to Elul, they usually try to come up with some nice kabbalas of how to upgrade and to improve. Ech lehitmodeid. Better davening, a little bit something I could do better in my learning, better in my Shemir Seinayim and Shemir Saloshin, better in my Midas, my respect to my parents. An upgrade. Tavshin Ayin Ches, new, improved, well, not new, improved Avoda. That's generally how people are from birth think. Generally, that's how they think. How to improve upon the model, the old model. This Jew never, or very, very rarely, except Tzaddikim. Tzaddikim Amamish always knew. But this Jew very rarely thinks like a Baal Tshuva or a Ger Tzaddik. That's not his inyan, like, to come over to tell him, Rabbi, you know, you have to start a whole new life. your whole life is off. You have to start, mamish. You have to jump. Lefsoach ledaleg. Medaleg eloharam. You have to start. You never started, yo. You're just doing stuff by rote. You're just doing things because it says in the Shulchan Aruch, but which is great. It's a Kabbalah's O. But then you start to say to this guy, you know, you're talking. So this is like about Shuv. Imagine talking to the front from birth guy, right? Of the ghetto. He says, you know, do you say Shira Shirim? She says, there's a minig. Some people say by after this. No, I didn't ask you if there's a minig. I'm asking you, do you ever say Shira Shirim? Don't tell me Minhagim. I said, do you say Shira Shirim? There's a minig also, some people say Friday. I don't know, I didn't ask you about a minig. I mean, I said, do you say, because do you feel Anila Daidi Daidi Li? You're a from guy. You come from home. You ever think about Anila Daidi Daidi Li? Or are you just thinking about how, you know, last year I didn't wear a gartel, I think this year I should wear a gartel. What are you thinking? Do you ever think in that nusach of jumping, of starting? Do you ever think in the nusach of Pesach? Do you ever think in the nusach of Chodesh Ha'aviv, of alles wachs, ich wachs nicht? Do you ever feel that thing of gadel, of godless? And don't tell me godless means that now I learn an extra 15 minutes. That's nice. You're improving. And that's, of course, better than not. Of course, it's a gewaldig thing. I'm not chalila making small of that. But do you ever think in the nusach of Pesach? Of Yitzchadshus? Of godless? Or you can talk to a person, you can go to your shuls where you live, take some sweet, like, 60-year-old, like, very, very wonderful, nice, modern Orthodox guy. And I hate to use these terms, because I'm making fun of the use of terms, bechlal. And you take this modern Orthodox guy, and he's standing there by the Kiddush, and he's being introduced to his wife, says, oh, here's a Gloria, she wants to say Good Shabbos, and this guy goes and gives Gloria a kiss, right? To wish her a good Shabbos. And you're like a Ben Torah, you're a Kanoi, right? And you go, Kareis! Kareis! Stop! That was Derech Chiba. And you start to talk to this guy. And this old young Israel Jew, I'm just using the word young Israel, the holy people, I'm not saying about young Israel, you understand that. But this guy, like, you know, that was in the 50s, like they had proms, you know, and he was dancing with his girlfriend at the prom with a yarmulke and so on. You tell this guy, you know, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to kiss. She's an Ashes Ish. See, what, Glory? It's an Ashes. Yeah. She's 10 years older than me. She's an old lady. Do you know what? You want to see the Rambam? You interested in what the Rambam says about this? You want to see what it says in Shulchan Aruch about such a thing? You know what you just did? You know, you're finished. Mom is finished. You could maybe do tshuva. You're an old guy. It might be hard for you to do tshuva. But you know you could do tshuva. You're really finished. What you just did. He said, what did I just do? Then he says stuff like, oh, whoa, listen to me. He says to the bocha, he puts his arm around the bocha, like a wise old man, and he says, I'm not an Orthodox. And you became something like, you did that whole, whatever, some yeshivish or charedi thing, or chassidish thing. That's not my category, you understand? I'm not in that category. That category? When Hashem's bocha gave the Torah in Hasinai, there was such a thing as, you fill in the blank, modern Orthodox, modern Hasidic, Litvish, modern Litvish, Chabad, Lakewood, what, you had such a thing on your form at Hasinai? You filled in such a thing? This is not about yarmulkes or shtreimels, we're talking serious stuff. Guys, we're talking serious stuff. Nobody ever filled out a paper like that. The Baal Tshuva doesn't, the Baal Tshuva hears about such things, this, to him is total shtuyot. That's how he, when he hears this kind of stuff, it's Nairishkeit. Why is it Nairishkeit? Because for that person, there was a dilug, there was a psiche, that there was a gilui shechina. This guy that's living in the shetach of hitmodedut, of just, you know, up improving and upgrading, because he already thinks to himself, anikvar dati, anikvar charedi, anikvar chasidi, anikvar this, anikvar that. So he's already in that place. So, you know, maybe I could become a better person in my orbit, in my category. How could I become better? But the second somebody starts to tell you about, you know, maybe you need to get to a different, you know, solar system or something. Maybe this is, needs to be some serious changes over here. Something to break out of that old, what are you talking about? This is who I am. This is what I've always been. My father was like that. Yes, true, I had a grandfather. My grandfather was an Alexander Chosin. I have a picture, he takes that from his knee. You see that? But that's something from the Zaydi. You understand, it's not from him. He's this now. And he's this, and he's stuck in this place, and he can't jump. So imagine, I know I went to overtime. Imagine the Ari HaKadosh comes over to this person. Not a bacher. Not some newly, what do they call, flipped out, guy from the shul. Some bacher that all of a sudden showed up, one of the, his friend's son that came all of a sudden with his hat and his hat and everything. No, forget about that. This is not a bacher. The Arizal himself comes down from Shammai. Could be. The Arizal comes down from Shammai, just for a little bit of cameo appearance. And the Ari HaKadosh, everybody's masking, this is the Ari. And the Arizal walks over to the same Yid, this sweet guy from the prom, right? And the Arizal puts his arm around him and he says to him, "My Tyra, my dear brother, Yudi Yakar." And how the Arizal, he was not going to ask, I'm not sure he's going to talk. He said, "Yudi Yakar, Yudi Yakar, Yididi Yakar. You know me? They call me the Ari HaKadosh. The Arizal." That's right. I want to tell you something. I know how to see a person's neshama. I want to tell you something. You, my dear friend, he says, "Me? It's you? Your name is whatever, Chaim Soscha ben Sarulay Adeda? Yeah? You should know that you have Azad, the Haven in neshama. You have a neshama that is greater than Rabbi Arulah from Belz. And that you could be a person greater than Rabbi Arulah Belz. Or greater than Rabbi Aaron Kopp. Whatever your nusach is. You could be a person that's greater than the Rav, than Rabbi Yoshe Mori Rabbi. You could be a person that's greater than Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. As I, the Ha'iv, and in the show. And now, the Arizal knows. He knows. He's not saying something like a compliment. Like a Rebbe says, "Your mom is great. You could be great." Because you don't believe him. You say no. You have to, "Who are you, such a maven, to say I'm going to be great?" But the Arizal himself says to you, you should know, I looked inside of you, and you have such a neshama. Your mom is neshama. To be greater than Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. And if it's not in Torah, to be a tzaddik, an ish kodesh, whatever, you have such a dive in the sham. Do you think that person would be able, in the light of that truth that has suddenly been revealed, do you think that Jew would be able to brush it off in such a cold way, to say, no, this is who I am? I don't believe so. I don't believe so. I believe that even that simple Jew will be shaken to the very core of his being to feel, how am I going to face the Almighty God? As this same guy that I was when I was 15 years old at the prom, how am I going to face the Borei Olam in such a way? I'll be shaken to the core. Is it possible for one Jew to give over to another Jew? I can't. I'm trying for myself to give it over to myself and to my kids, and to be able to give it over to other Jews to say, Gadel, it's Pesach. The whole year we talk about the Nusach of Litmodet, of how to make things a little bit better. Pesach is something else. Pesach is not Ech Litmodet, it's Ech Litchadesh. Ech Lishtanot. It's about freeing myself in a Cheres Olam from something ugly in my life. It's about starting something in my life that I never could imagine myself doing. You know why? Because it's not the Arizal who came to tell me. It's the Borei Olam himself who comes to the Seder and says, Zugili Shechina, says, here I am. Mamish Gilu Shechina by the Pesach night. And that's why when we had that Koyach, all of a sudden we had that Koyach when it came from the Gilu Shechina, when a Jew feels the Shechina, then all of a sudden he could jump, he could skip, he could run. He doesn't talk about making it a little bit better, there's a minute to say Shir Hashim. He becomes a Shtik Shir Hashim himself. That's why we say Shir Hashim after the Seder. Not because there's a minute to. Because how could you sleep after the Seder? That's a funny question, no? There were Jews who felt that way. Alles wachst. Like that old Rav that we began with. Rav Roger from Chicago. Ever since I heard Rabbi Yochum say, Alles wachst und ich wachst nicht, I can't get comfortable in bed. I hear Rabbi Yochum saying that. There's much more to talk about. I just want to, he said, heart to heart, that's what it's called. So I'm trying to give over something that a Jew, that you and I as Yidden should feel a little bit. There's a Kabbalah from the Tzaddikim, which brought down from the Rebbe of Mendel Rimanover, that especially by Chatzos, the same way that it was by midnight, by Kachatzos, Bachatzos, at that midnight of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that all of a sudden, that split second, everything became clear to us. Everything was real. It was Mamish, the Arizal, the Baal Shem Tov, the Chassam Sofer, the Chavetz Chaim, everybody came to talk to us. Rashi and the Ramban and the Rambam, the Rashba, it was the Borei Olam himself coming to speak to us and saying to each one of us, Gadel, 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 you're a Jew, you can climb. You could become great. You could change. You're not stuck. Hashem should help us to hear something of a baskel. There's a special school at Chatzoyes Mamish to hear such a thing, to daven and beg Hashem. Rav Mendel Rubinov says that if you don't waste any time and you have no pnius, when I was such a madrigal, many of it was a long time ago, we don't know how to keep our minds to concentrate. But if we daven hard and we try hard and we come to the Seder with these mitzvahs and with these tefillahs, that we should be zeicher, if not at Chatzoyes, at Kachatzoyes, Bachatzoyes, to have an opening of some sort. That opening where we'll finally hear that the winter is over and the summer is coming, and that we could change, and that the fruits of our existence should be delicious, should have a time, and that our Yiddishkeit should be a different new Yiddishkeit, a new Yiddishkeit like a Baal Tshuva, like the Pizetsin said when he was, in his diary he wrote when he was 40th birthday, I want to be Mizgayer, I want to convert. He was the biggest tzaddik in the world. Tzaddik Yisad Olam. He said, learning, I learned, Baruch Hashem. I don't waste any time. Yetzara, doesn't. I don't bother with Yetzara. So what can I do? Right, Sani Lizgayer V'Lo Yehudi. So I want to be Mizgayer, I want to convert, I want to be a Jew. That's what the Pizetsin is saying. That's what the Koyach of Pesach is. Lo rak lit mode, lit gayer. Geirus. Pesach was the geirus of the Jewish people. Hashem is supposed to help us that we should all be able to taste something of this conversion, of this geirus. And this should be the last Pesach. It's still time. We shouldn't have to be here. We should be zeicha all to be together in Mitzvah Hashem, in Yerushalayim, where it's already warm and beautiful and everything's growing and everything is back to life. And we should come back to life together with Eretz Yisrael. And to hear the niggun of David Malka Mashiach of the Blush of Amitis, maybe I may not mean it.